The first teaching for the month of April 2011 for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Verbum Domini, second part. In Article 5 of the introduction, the Pope says that he will be taking the prologue of St. John as a guide to this apostolic exhortation. He says that he will be developing the conclusions arrived at by the bishops during the synod in continuous reference to the prologue. That is why at the beginning of this teaching you are asked to read the prologue of St. John, which means the first chapter of John, verses 1 to 18. The Christian faith is summed up in verse 14 of this prologue. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is the unique mystery professed only by the Christian religion, the mystery of the Incarnation. For us, religion is not a question of turning to God, seeking Him and giving Him what He deserves, but rather a question of God bending and abasing Himself to us, His creatures, seeking to reveal Himself to us and giving us an unprecedented dignity. This mystery is proclaimed by St. John, who described himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. In John 13:23, out of his own personal experience, he saw and believed, he says in chapter 20, verse 8. St. John helps us to recline our heads on Jesus' bosom, the spring from where blood and water flow, symbols of the sacraments of the Church. With the mystery of the Incarnation, all talk about God, all study, all reflection, meditation, and theology have become a question of relating to someone who is divinely and humanly present. No wonder that many saints have built their spirituality on the mystery of the Incarnation, such as Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Gaetan of Thiene, and Saint George Preca. As we have said last month in introducing this apostolic exhortation, the first part is entitled Verbum Dei, the Word of God, God who speaks. It starts with Article 6, whereby the Pope speaks about God in dialogue. The Word of God, without whom nothing was made, and who took flesh and became man, is this same Word that was in the beginning. Saint John structures his Gospel on the account of creation, because he wanted to show us how Jesus brought a new creation. Therefore, the expression in the beginning is a direct reference to the very first verse of scriptures of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth. Therefore, the expression in the beginning was the Word implies that the Word existed even before creation. At the very center of the life of God, there is the Word, there is communion, there is dialogue. Because, as the same John tells us in his first letter, God is love. Chapter 4. Verse 16. The Word of God that was with God since the beginning, and is God, reveals to us the very nature of God. the inner life of God, what God is like in himself, when he becomes man to enter in dialogue with us. The word of God refers to the word, the Logos, that is in God, that is with God, and that is God. But it refers also to that same word that took flesh and became man in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The word of God refers to the very person of Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ. This explains the essential difference of the Christian religion from any other religion. Christianity is not a religion of the book, affirms the Pope in this apostolic exhortation. The word that is written in the Holy Book, the Sacred Scriptures, is first and foremost a person. The second divine person of the Holy Trinity. The same person who took flesh and became man in the person of Jesus Christ. Christianity is a religion of the living and incarnate word, and not just a word formed of ink on some paper. If we were to understand this, we would surely be able to understand the fundamental mistakes of such sects as the Jehovah Witnesses and the limitations imposed by Protestantism. If we were to understand this, we would be able to understand the affirmations and teachings of the Pope in this exhortation, as we shall see in the future. The Pope confirms what the bishops have noticed in their reflection, that the Word of God, Christ, is present in creation itself, known as the Book of Nature. He is present all through the history of salvation, in the words of the prophets, and in the very preaching of the apostles and of the church. Thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ.